Hi everyone, welcome to the Highlights from Ukraine podcast, your daily audio summary of the latest news reported in the Ukrainian media. My name is Artem, and here is the news. 811 days less the Russian invasion of Ukraine. US Secretary of State Antony Blinken visited Kyiv yesterday, reports Ukrainska Pravda. He met President of Ukraine Volodymyr Zelensky. The Ukrainian leader emphasized during the meeting that two additional Patriot air defense systems are necessary to defend the city of Kharkiv and Kharkiv Oblast. Zelensky pointed out that air defense is the biggest deficit and problem for Ukraine. In turn, Blinken stated that Ukraine is going through difficult times, but coordinated US assistance is now on its way, and some defense assets will be delivered. Blinken believes this assistance will be crucial for Ukraine's fight against ongoing Russian aggression. Quote, "We are firmly committed, as are many other partners of Ukraine, to making sure that you succeed on the battlefield," unquote, he emphasized. The State Secretary had a working lunch with Dmytro Kuleba, Minister of Foreign Affairs of Ukraine, in the Veterano Pizza in the center of the city. The restaurant, in which a glass tabletop is filled with empty bullet casings, was opened by a Ukrainian army veteran Leonid Ostaltsev, who served in the Donbas in 2014 as part of the 30th Separate Mechanized Brigade. Later, Blinken met students of the Kyiv National Polytechnic University. In his address to them, the state secretary stated that a potential bilateral security agreement with Ukraine will give military assistance in a variety of sectors, bringing the country closer to NATO membership. Quote, "Under our own 10-year agreement, the United States will support the defense and security across a range of essential capabilities, from its air force to its air defense, from drones to demining," unquote, he added. The Secretary of State also hinted at the mechanism of consultations prescribed in the agreement in the event of an attack on Ukraine. Furthermore, Blinken believes that the security agreement between Ukraine and the United States will help to accelerate efforts to build the Ukrainian military industry, allowing it to rely less on military assistance from other countries in the long run while also promoting economic growth. Blinken has stressed that Ukraine needs not only to defeat Russia but also to overcome corruption within the country in order to avoid, quote-unquote, becoming like Russia. He called on the Ukrainian authorities to continue the reforms so that they are not only adopted but also implemented and have a tangible impact on people's lives. In particular, he stressed that Russian leader Vladimir Putin is trying to use corruption to sow discord in Ukraine, and despite notable achievements in the fight against it, 8 in 10 Ukrainians still believe that there is one set of law for the elites and another for everyone else. The Secretary of State also said that the contribution of US allies to economic and humanitarian aid to Ukraine is 3 times greater than that of the United States. Ukraine's allies and partners together provided $85 billion in economic and development aid, which helps pay the salaries of rescuers, doctors, and teachers. Quote, "For every dollar that the US transferred as economic and development aid to Ukraine, other donors invested 3 times more," he emphasized. Blinken finished his day in Kyiv by playing guitar with the local band in one of Kyiv's underground bars. In particular, he performed Neil Young's song Rockin' in the Free World. In his evening video address, President of Ukraine Volodymyr Zelensky informed that the Commander-in-Chief Oleksandr Sirsky is currently on the front line working with brigades. According to the president, the situation is the most difficult in the Donetsk and Kharkiv regions. Quote, "It is too early to draw conclusions, but the situation is under control. Our warriors are destroying the occupier who is trying to advance. Everything is quite tense. But we have reinforced the directions, including the Kharkiv ones," unquote, said the head of state. Later, the General Staff of Ukraine informed that Ukrainian units carried out a maneuver and moved to more advantageous positions in the Lukyansi and Vovchansk districts of Kharkiv Oblast. In the Kharkiv direction, Ukrainian units repelled 11 enemy attacks. 3 combat clashes were still ongoing yesterday evening. Ukrainian units prevent the Russian invaders from gaining a foothold. Counterattack actions have been carried out. The enemy is under constant fire control of artillery and unmanned aerial vehicles of the defense forces. The losses of the enemy's personnel yesterday amount to 162 servicemen, 26 units of weapons and military equipment. We would really appreciate if you could recommend us to your friends and family, as well as share information on social media. This way more people would learn about the podcast and truth about Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Ukraine's energy operator Ukrenergo had to turn off electricity supply to private consumers yesterday evening due to the energy deficit in the country's system, reports NV. The reason for the introduction of emergency blackouts was the previous Russian shellings of the energy system of Ukraine and the increase in consumption due to the cold weather. Ukraine currently is not able to cover the deficit with imports from its neighbors. In Kyiv, some of the consumers didn't have power till midnight yesterday, our team included. Thank you for listening to the Highlights from Ukraine podcast. We're a commercial initiative of just two people and we need your help to grow. Share information about the podcast, rate us in the app, subscribe to our Patreon. With your support, we are getting better. We call on you to demand from governments of your countries to impose the toughest sanctions possible on Russia and its citizens to stop their invasion of Ukraine.